Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, the FBI has joined Sac County authorities in searching for a man who robbed a bank in the western Iowa city of Otebolt. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the bank alarm was activated a little before 9:40 a.m. Thursday. The robber said he had a gun but didn't show one. He fled with an undisclosed amount of cash, and no arrest has been reported. News time is 8:01.
A new year for many people marks a time for new beginnings, a time of self-improvement, a time to build better family relationships, or possibly to achieve more at their job. Regardless of the resolution, my guess is they'll all have one common purpose, improving relationships. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. If your goal for the new year involves better interaction with others, communication is key. And if you have an untreated hearing loss, your chance for success is diminished. In family and friend relationships, the inability to hear and communicate well can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. At work, not understanding verbal orders or directions can lead to poor job performance. Errors committed due to poor hearing could be seen as a lack of attention to detail and frustrate customers or supervisors. You get a physical every year, you have your annual eye exam, and you probably go to the dentist at least once a year. If your New Year's resolution involves improving relationships, take a first step towards success. Schedule a hearing evaluation today. Call ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Authorities in western Iowa said on Thursday that a rural Denison man fell down a well to his death Wednesday night. 56-year-old Randall Allen Lilyholm was attempting to climb into a well. When the ladder he was using broke and he fell 10 to 12 feet, Lilyholm was pronounced dead at the scene. A very busy year is drawing to a close for the American Red Cross chapter that covers western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. The Red Cross says spokeswoman Danielle Schlegelmilch says that they were on their toes all the way through 2011.
We responded to over 400 disasters in our area, and then we also sent 200 local volunteers out throughout the country to help out with those 137 big disasters that we had, with the tornadoes, flooding, hurricanes, earthquakes, and a little bit of everything under the sun this year.
Schlegelmilch says by far the largest and longest disaster they had to deal with was the four-month Missouri River flood, which socked the region.
That really did hit us hard. We had 11 shelters open. We had served over 23,000 meals and snacks and given out 13,000 cleanup kits and cleanup items, so it definitely kept us busy this summer.
The Red Cross provided nearly 300 people with overnight lodging at the shelters during the flood. Also during this past year, Schlegelmilch said that they responded to several tornadoes that plowed through neighborhoods and towns.
We had volunteers respond in Mapleton, Iowa, Alabama, Arkansas, pretty much all over the South. Wherever those tornadoes hit, we had local volunteers who stepped up and put on their Red Cross vest and went out and served. So we just really want to thank everyone for all of their hard work and dedication this year.
She says the region is very fortunate to have so many people volunteer their time to those needing assistance. The Omaha-based chapter of the American Red Cross has more than 1,000 active volunteers. Cass County Conservation Service has teamed up with a local store to help feed the trumpeter swans at the Shilburg Quarry Recreation Area in Atlantic. Officials say when you buy a bag of whole cleaned corn at the Atlantic Orchland store at the cash registers, the store's staff will set it aside for the trumpeter swans. Four bags will fill the swan's feeder, and your opportunity to buy the corn for the large winged birds is available now through January 31st. And don't forget, you can join the Cass County Conservation staff at the Atlantic Shilburg Quarry on Saturday, January 7th, that's 1 week from tomorrow, when the staffers will be giving 10-minute presentations about the trumpeter swans every half hour, beginning at 11 a.m., the last one being presented at 2 p.m. The Shilburg Quarry is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic on the north side of Highway 83. The Soiree with the Swans event is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, the Iowa DNR, and Atlantic Public Library. Elsewhere in state news, the state of Iowa is on pace to have one of the lowest highway death rates in years. As of Thursday, the state numbers show that there were 352 deaths, or 32, below the total for 2010. It would be the fourth consecutive year the state has been below 400 traffic deaths. Iowa State Patrol Captain Mike Winter says a lack of snow and ice have helped.
The weather's really cooperated with us this year. Looks like good weather this weekend, and I think the same thing's going to prevail. I think the roads will be good, the weather's going to be good, and everybody just needs to keep an eye on everybody else and hopefully drive safely.
And Winter says the State Patrol doesn't have any special efforts planned for this holiday weekend.
The nice thing is over the last few years is the word usually gets out through the media. Seems like everybody uses designated drivers over the New Year's Eve holiday,
He said the officers that are out will be on the lookout for people who are drinking and driving or committing other violations.
We just encourage everybody to drive safely, make sure you have a designated driver, and watch out for the other driver.
Today is expected to be a busy travel day as Saturday, too, with the Iowa teams playing in bowl games, according to Winter. There were 384 deaths in the state in 2010, 368 in 2009. 398 in 2008, and 2007 was the last year, over 400, with a total of 425 fatalities. The driver of a semi-trailer that ran off a U.S. Highway 20 in Webster County has died. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened Thursday afternoon when the semi drifted into the median and went into a drainage ditch where it struck an embankment. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Randy Steinkamp said the semi's driver, 44-year-old Gary Sulzberger of Rodney, was pronounced dead at the scene. A hazardous materials crew was called in to clean up diesel fuel that had leaked from the semi. One of the eastbound lanes of traffic was closed while the troopers investigated the crash. Steinkamp says the cause of the crash wasn't immediately known. Authorities say several Lisbon High School students have been punished for bullying and harassment. A student on the Eastern Iowa School's wrestling team had reported being hazed, including being urinated on. Superintendent Brad Loris said a report of misconduct was received on December 20th. He said a subsequent district investigation determined that policies barring bullying and harassment had been violated, so, quote, serious disciplinary action was taken against several students, but the superintendent did not elaborate. Police Chief Rick Scott said incidents have been reported to his department and are being investigated. Police arrested more than a dozen Occupy protesters yesterday in Iowa who are targeting Democrats and Republicans just days before the state's closely watched leadoff presidential caucuses. Five protesters were arrested outside the Iowa campaign headquarters of presidential contender Ron Paul in Ankeny. Before that group moved on to the Iowa Democratic Party headquarters in Des Moines, where 12 more were taken into custody. All were ticketed for trespassing and then released. The protests are part of an Occupy the Caucuses effort launched this week in Des Moines that has attracted activists from around the country. Many of them have promised to interrupt campaign activities, and organizers promised more confrontations on Friday with campaign offices of Republican presidential hopefuls. Republican Michelle Bachmann is insisting her presidential campaign is going forward despite staff departures, depleted campaign coffers, and calls for her to drop out of the race. She faces a steep challenge with Iowa's caucuses looming on Tuesday. It's a much different situation than she faced in the summer when she was riding high after a victory in the Iowa straw poll. Her slide from contender status started soon after, and she struggled for months to reverse the trend. The Minnesota congresswoman is relying on sheer hustle to stay afloat. Yesterday, she capped a 99-county sprint across Iowa, which included a stop here in Atlantic earlier in the week. But instead of ending the exhausting trek on a high note, Bachmann found herself feuding with her advisors, which is only the latest supporters to abandon her bid for the Republican nomination. And a lot of things stand out about Rick Santorum's dogged bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Many buck conventional political wisdom and are the hallmarks of a campaign on a shoestring budget. Most candidates are rumbling across Iowa in garishly painted buses with loudspeakers, blaring campaign music to announce their presence in usually tranquil Iowa towns. Santorum's vehicle of choice is a supporter's heavy-duty pickup truck with an aide working in the back seat. Iowa airwaves are, of course, filled with TV commercials, and your mailboxes are filled with all those announcements as well. But Santorum's presence is much more restrained, and that's largely a consequence of the fact that he can't afford much of one. And yet his low-key, scaled-down approach appears to be working. He's seeing a burst of momentum as Iowans give him a long-awaited look ahead of Tuesday's caucuses. Taking a look at our national news headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney plans to start his day in West Des Moines today. Rick Perry is expected in the central part of the state and Michelle Bachmann in the west as most Republican presidential candidates try to snag those undecided votes ahead of Tuesday's caucuses. John Huntsman is sitting out of the contest. He's already in New Hampshire getting ready for the January 10th GOP primary. The military is testing more soldiers for so-called synthetic pot known as spice. The herbal mix mimics a marijuana high that can bring on hallucinations that last for days. Just 2 years ago, fewer than 30 Marines and sailors were investigated for allegedly using spice. This year, more than 700 have been investigated. And Michigan Lake Superior State University has come out with its annual list of banned words and phrases. Some of the words never to utter in 2012 include baby bump, occupy, man cave, ginormous, and the new normal. KJAN News time is 8:10.
A new year for many people marks a time for new beginnings, a time of self-improvement, a time to build better family relationships, or possibly to achieve more at their job. Regardless of the resolution, my guess is they'll all have one common purpose, improving relationships. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. If your goal for the new year involves better interaction with others, communication is key. And if you have an untreated hearing loss, your chance for success is diminished. In family and friend relationships, the inability to hear and communicate well can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. At work, not understanding verbal orders or directions can lead to poor job performance. Errors committed due to poor hearing could be seen as a lack of attention to detail and frustrate customers or supervisors. You get a physical every year, you have your annual eye exam, and you probably go to the dentist at least once a year. If your New Year's resolution involves improving relationships, take a first step towards success. Schedule a hearing evaluation today. Call ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
And checking our funeral announcements this morning, Bruce Brown, age 86 of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday at the Perry Lutheran Home in Perry. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey, age 56 of Anita, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Gail Phippen, age 65 of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Josephine Gibson, age 75 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Josephine Gibson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jim Rush, age 65 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim Rush will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Nielsen, age 98 of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Howard Eugene Gregerson, age 78 of Far, Texas, and formerly of the Atlantic and Anita areas, died Sunday. Howard Gregerson's wish was to be cremated, and that's taken place. The family committal and memorial service will be held in Atlantic at a later date. That is a check of the news this hour, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.